My ears hurt from the alarms blaring at me from all sides. I didn't get why the guys wouldn't turn them off. We all knew we were screwed. We didn't need a siren to remind us. Our teacher was attacking us. Not something I could have predicted. It was even less likely than my own alien abduction a few weeks ago. Even though I hadn't believed in aliens when I still lived on Earth, it had still been something that could have happened. There were enough crackpot reports about strange lights in the sky, disappearing cattle, and alien experimentation on naked humans. But a university professor firing at my spaceship trying to kill me and my mates? Nope, never imagined that to happen. I wasn't sure how long the Jade Shields would hold. She wasn't a ship made for battle. I'd asked the guys once, and they'd shown me the weapon system they'd installed as a defensive measure against space pirates. Matar was shooting back at the ship attacking us, but they kept returning fire. I assumed they had a ship made for this, with proper guns and shields. "What do you want?" I shouted at Professor Catala. She was still showing on our screen, seemingly completely relaxed. I had no doubt that she'd let us die if we didn't do what she wanted. The professor smiled at me. Before all this, when I first met her, I would have taken it to be a friendly, indulgent smile. Now I knew better. It was just a facade. Beneath all her beauty, she was rotten to the core. "I want you to do something for me," she said sweetly, still sounding a little crazed. No surprise about that. "And you'll have to promise me you'll do it before I agree to cease the attack."
"Do what?" Xyl growled.
"That I shall tell you after you agree to our deal."
"Not happening."
"Then I wish you a lovely death." She turned away from the camera, but didn't end the transmission. She was toying with us. She knew she had us exactly where she wanted. We didn't want to die, and we stood no chance against our attackers, so our only option was to agree to her demands. "Why us?" I asked her. "Can't you get someone else to be your lackeys?" Without turning around, Catala said, "I need this to stay under the radar. No traces, no paperwork. And your males have proven themselves to be capable abductors."
"You're going to make us abduct someone again?" Xyl asked.
His face was contorted in anger and worry. He knew we didn't really have a choice. I wanted to reach out and hug him, but I was clinging to my chair. They were still shooting at us, and the Jade shook and wobbled. Our poor ship. "Two someones, actually. Although they come in one handy package. Abduct them and bring them to me,"